Just too many times that people have tried to look inside of me, wondering what I think of you when I protect you out of courtesy. Too many times that I've held on when I needed to push away, afraid to say what was on my mind, afraid to say what I need to say. Too many things that you said about me when I'm not around. You think having the upper hand means you gotta keep putting me down, but I've had too many standoffs with you. It's about as much as I can stand, so I'm waiting until the upper hand is mine.
1 minute you're on time, making your heart stop
just before you hit the floor.
1 minute you're on top,
next you're not, next you're shy.
Making your heart stop,
you think you won, and then it's all gone. So many people like me put so much trust in all your lies, so concerned with what you think to just say what we feel inside. So many people like me walk on eggshells all day long. All I know is it, all I want is to feel like I'm not stepped on. There are so many things you say that make me feel you cross the line. What goes up will surely fall, and I'm counting down the time. Cause I've had so many standoffs with you, it's about as much as I can stand, so I'm waiting until the upper hand is mine.
1 minute you're on top,
next you're not, watch you drop.
Making your heart stop
just before you hit the floor.
1 minute you're on top,
next you're not, next you're shy.
Making your heart stop,
you think you won, and then it's all gone. Say, you knew your lies would divide us, but you lied anyway. And all the lies have got you floating up above us all. But what goes up has got to fall.
1 minute you're on top,
next you're not, watch you drop.
Making your heart stop
just before you hit the floor.
1 minute you're on top,
next you're not, next you're shy.
Making your heart stop,
you think you won, and then it's all gone.
Talking brewskis, Marissa Smith is who you see. What a cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Big talking brewskis, Marissa Smith is who you see. What a cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Kicking back, having a few beers, we're chatting. Pull up your chair, we're all relaxing. Any subject, we never dismiss. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Comedy, sex, relationships, more. Any subject, we got it in store. Big talking brewskis is coming in live. Crack one open, Marissa has arrived. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Yeah.
Hey guys, welcome to Big Talkin' Brewskis. I'm Marissa Smith. Happy Friday, everybody. So we've got Rodney Daniels returning.
What's up, guys? Happy Friday.
And I don't want to screw up last names here. So Jamal.
Hi, I'm Jamal Richardson.
We've got Jamal Richardson, and we've got David.
David Del Rosario. How's it going, guys?
And we got David Del Rosario, you guys. So, Ronnie, how was your week?
My week was good. You know, I just worked, and then I headlined at the Broadway Comedy Club on Wednesday night. So that was always nice to get up there, you know, kill it at the end. So, yeah.
Congrats on that.
Oh, nice. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
So how was it?
It was good. You know, I just got up there and, you know, did my thing, and I loved it.
Yeah. How long did you do?
Like 20 minutes.
Mm.
Yeah. So it was nice. Yeah.
It's like, I feel like once you start, like when you get to, like, the 15, 20-minute mark, I feel like it's, like, almost easier than doing 5 minutes. Because
yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, when you're doing 5 minutes, you're just like, oh, my God, I have so many jokes. Like, what am I going to put in five minutes? And, like, but when you can, like, actually just, like, lean into your jokes and, like, just glide into it, then it's,
take
like.
Take your time.
Yeah.
I feel like because I knew I had, like, that much time, like, I just slowed it down.
Yeah. You can have fun with it.
I had fun with it. I kind of just, like, you know, yeah.
Can I get like another tight 20? Can I get right. like a 20? Like a 20-20 situation happening? Mm-hmm. No, I gotta go. Why are you walking away?
So, David, how was your week?
My week was pretty good. I actually had a company party at my daytime job last night, and I am hungover right now. So this is gonna be awesome. This is gonna be the cat's pajamas.
I mean, to be still like hungover this late in the day, though, it's like
super lit. No, the thing is, I operate. Actually, I've been noticing this like throughout the course of my alcoholic existence. I actually operate very well on a hangover.
Okay.
Like, I don't know what it is. Like. The things that life throws at me, I just handle them spectacularly through a hangover. I don't know why.
I just love that you're talking about alcoholism like you're filming a documentary.
Yeah. Actually, now that you mentioned a camera crew, I was actually wondering, can you guys just come in? We actually have a camera crew here filming a documentary on the benefits of hangovers. But yeah, it was actually pretty awesome. A lot of Jewish people there. That's awesome. I'm not Jewish, but you know, it's good to be around them, I guess. And it's fun. It was fun. Everybody started dancing. There was a big dance competition. Those are always fun, right?
Yeah.
I could not operate by my fifth rum and coke because I tipped the bartender well. Pro tip.
Yeah,
exactly.
That is definitely a pro tip.
Yes,
coming
yes.
from a bartender, I'm always you know right now. That's exactly what you do. You walk into the bar, you get your first drink, and you tip like 50%. Then I'm going to look at you instead of looking at everybody else. You can get your drink faster and stronger.
Yes.
And sometimes free.
Take some fucking notes. All right, guys?
Yeah.
By the way, can we
drinking
curse?
101.
Did you bleep that?
Drinking 101.
Can we curse?
Yeah, we can curse.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
It's internet.
Darn.
Shit, fuck pussy down.
Awesome. Yeah, so, that's actually a really good tip. Good bartender tip, yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you always dropping those, like, to people, like, through conversation?
I mean, yeah, well, when I, like, my friends and stuff, like, I let them know, like, what I do. But, like, that's, like, what I do when I go out, and it always works.
The inside scoop.
Yeah, inside scoop.
That's
and eventually,
awesome.
If you go to the same place over and over again, after this, I'm going to a bar that, like, I always go to, and I'll pay for one drink and probably have five.
Awesome.
And only pay for the one.
Yeah. Gotta tip that bartender. Tip your bartenders.
Tip your bartenders.
Yep.
Go to the same bartender. That's another tip. Mm.
Yeah.
Don't just like go to one and then go to the other one. No.
Oh, no. That's just
find one. Stick to them. Give them some money. They'll hook you up.
Yeah. After the first rum and coke, I knew that this one dude was my guy to go to for the rest of the night. So, yeah rum and coke all night. Same dude. Tip. Mm-hmm. You're good.
Yep.
That's probably why you're so hungover, though, because they say that like dark liquors give you like a worse hangover than like clear liquors, because like clear liquors, they distill more.
Yeah.
So they take like more of like, I guess, like the toxins or whatever, like out of the alcohol. So like dark, like when you have like bourbons mm-hmm. and rums and whiskeys, that you end up having like a worse hangover than if you had like a vodka or a gin or tequila.
Yeah,
that's probably right, because I drink a lot of. Like vodka, and like I never feel it the next day. But anytime I drink like whiskey, I always feel it the next day.
Yeah,
yeah.
Whiskey will get you, man.
Mm-hmm.
Whiskey, I love whiskey.
It's so good though.
I don't understand how people have a thing for whiskey. Like, it's so gross. It's like, it's just literally like, to me, it's like you might as well just be drinking paint thinner.
No, I, like,
that's how I feel about gin.
No, that's drinking pine salt. That's shit. Like, why are you drinking trees?
Like, that are like Everclear. Everclear will clearly remove paint from like. You know,
oh,
I don't
want to
drink anything that starts with the word ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, just drink responsibly, I guess.
Exactly.
With that one. And tip your bartender.
And tip your bartender.
And tip your bartender.
And well, tip them well. So, Jamal, how was your week?
My week was pretty good. Spent most of it at my day job. I work in retail. So, but it was pretty good. Had 3 days off. So, good 3 days off. You know, good solid Sunday, Wednesday, Friday. So, work, off, work, off,
yeah.
work, off.
Really? I hate when they schedule me like that at work. Like, I like to have like 2 days in a row, one day to get some shit done, another day to just jerk off.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then go back to work.
Well, it depends on what hours you work. Like, if you work, I used to work long hours, and I just wanted my days off back to back, because then it feels like you can one day to relax, another day to get stuff done. And then I started working part-time, and then it was just like, well, you know, 4 hours here, 4 hours there, 5 hours there, 9 hours here. You're like, all right, just give me days off where I can, like, you know, sleep, work, work, get something done, work, work, sleep. So it's not that bad.
Nice. That's cool.
Nobody and no customers pissed me off this week, so that's always good. So.
That's always good, yeah, because customers suck.
Yeah,
like,
they do.
You know, like, I worked retail for, like, a long time, and, like, customers really, really suck. And they have, like, no... They don't even know how bad they suck. It's just, like, they think, like, you're being the problem. It's just, like, no, you are the problem. Yeah.
Retail is customer service.
Yeah.
Anything related to dealing with a customer, just get ready. You know, just be ready. Like, that's the truth. I think it was one person I heard is like, if you want to have a life in this earth, you need to at least do a year's worth of customer service.
That is a fact.
And then that's it. You don't have to do anything else. You could just, you know, not have a job for the rest of your life, but just do customer service. You could have some human condition experience.
Yeah.
Because you could clearly tell the people that, like, come into, like, restaurants to, like, go to, like, you know, like, retail places that, like, have never worked customer service because they just...
Yeah.
Are assholes.
Yeah. Completely.
Just get me this.
Yeah.
What do you mean you ran out?
That's, like, my biggest pet peeve. I walk up to a table because I'm a server, like, you know, by day.
Yeah.
I'm comedian extraordinaire by night.
The classic Batman is a waiter during the day.
Right. You know, you walk up to the table. Hi, you guys. My name is Rodney. And, like, I just want a water. Well... Hi, my name is Rodney.
I had that happen.
A water taker.
I had that happen like 3 days ago. I'm sitting down and the guy's just like, "What do you want?" And I'm like, "Hi, how's it going?" David, sitting down, customer. What's your name, buddy? Like, he's just like, "Oh, my bad, Danny." I was just like, well, dude, like, where's formality? It's out the window. Like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you get a, I think complainers, man. Complainers are the worst.
Oh, the return section is the worst.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what do you mean I can't return this? Well, our return policy is 30 days. You bought it in April. It is August.
No, wait. I used to work for Banana Republic, and not even August. Like, this was like a year ago that you bought this item.
Yes.
Right, and there's not a tag on it. Sorry.
It's in the worst condition ever. Right.
How do you know it's a year on it? Doesn't matter. Like, there's little tags on the inside. They like
it has
they
the season
that has
in the
a season
year.
In the year on it, actually.
Yeah, I was a Gapper. And
that's right. Yeah. And it's the same, the sister company.
And I remember this lady went and she brought these jeans back, and the thighs were completely worn out and, like, just threadbare, like, just like threads just holding, like, the thigh part together, and she's just like, "Oh, I want to return these jeans because these jeans are defective." And I was like, "Okay, do you have your receipt?" And she's just like, "No, I don't have my receipt." And I'm like, "Okay." And so then I looked at it, the jeans were like 3 years old. 3 years
That's
old
why they're defective.
And so I was just like, and I'm like, "Ma'am, I'm like, I'm sorry. If you don't have your receipt, you can't return these because these are from, like, you know, 2000, whatever. And they're 3 years old." And then she's just like, well, you need to stand by your merchandise." And I'm like, we are standing by the merchandise. This is normal wear and tear." And then she's like, "What do you mean normal wear and tear?" And I'm like, "Well, when fabric meets friction... this is the result."
Fantastic.
And so then she's just like, "Are you telling me that my thighs are fat?" And I was just like, "No, ma'am, I'm not telling you how the fabric received friction."
Wow.
"I'm just saying that this is typical of what happens to fabric under friction."
Oh. And broken down.
And so she's just like, "I want to see the manager." I'm like, "You're talking to her." And
that's the best.
I am the manager. Right.
Mic
Sorry,
drop.
It's not getting any better than this.
Right? Like, no. And so then she started yelling at me. And, like, this, I remember this clear as day. I was just like, "Ma'am, I understand she's cursing at me. She called me a bitch and a cunt. And like, I was like, ma'am, I'm like, you're being verbally abusive right now. I'm going to ask you to take your jeans and please leave. And then she's just like, she's like, no, I don't have to leave. I'm the customer. I'm always right. And I was like, well, you don't have a right to be verbally abusive to me. I'm going to have to call the police if you don't leave. And so then she's like, oh, you're going to call the police on me? And I was just like, yes. And so then, like, I literally speakerphone, like, 911. And, like, and I was just like, I have a customer here that's being very verbally abusive. And she's like, oh, call the cops, you fucking cunt. And there's, like, and you're like, what? And I'm like, I'm at the Gap. And the police station was, like, at the end of the mall. So they were there in, like, 2 minutes. And so they come up and she's, like, screaming and she's, like, pointing. And I was just like, I feel very threatened right now. And so then the cops were just like, ma'am, you're going to have to calm down. It's like, oh, what are you going to do, you Boy Scout? And he's just like, ma'am, you're coming with us.
Oh, like, wow. Right. And that was that.
That's
it. Yeah. So, like, but when you have those moments where you can just, like, you're just like, ah, like, that makes, like, all of the times that, like, you're going to yell at, like, so much better.
The supervisor line was the checkmate right there.
That was just, like,
yeah.
It was, like, I think, like, the, like, sometimes the best feeling is when you can just tell them no. Like, you know what I mean? Where it's, like, the policy is just there, and you're just like, no.
Or if you've been working there so long, you just don't care about the policy. Like, no. I'm going to get you fired. Yeah, do me a favor. Do it. Just do it.
Yeah, I'm the customer. I'm right. No.
I don't know where that fucking came from, but it's not true.
It's
so, okay?
Yeah,
like, you can't just come up in here and think that you're just going to, like, do and say whatever.
It's like, if, like, if something is screwed up for somebody, then, like, and the company or the salesperson is at fault, then absolutely make it better for them. But if you're the customer and you're, like, coming up here with, like, crazy expectations, it's just like, no. Like, no.
Expectations and entitlement. Like, that's the
worst. Yeah, that's, like, the combination. I remember another time, like, back in the day, I used to manage a Blockbuster. Like, that's how long ago, okay?
Wow, I just heard a bunch of, like, 20-year-olds talk. What is a Blockbuster?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
you worked for a summer movie?
And so, like, this guy called. And so he was just like, oh, somebody lent my niece gay porn. And I was like, this is Blockbuster. Like, we don't have pornography. Like, you know, it's just like, well, then you can explain to me, like, why my niece is watching a man getting raped in a bathroom right now. And I was just like, well, you should turn it off.
Right. She just, you saw her watching it, just walked out, let her keep
like,
watching it.
What is this? Like, no, like, just let,
like,
it go. Just let it go.
Why is she watching this? Like, and so then I was just like, well, what's your name? So I could pull up the account to see what she rented. And so then I pulled it up, and it's Oz.
Oh.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Now it's all making sense.
And I was just like,
well, there's the answer to your why. It's jail.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
And I was like, well, this is a prison drama. It's not pornography. And you did take the parental guidance restriction off of your account.
Like, right. So,
and so
all signs point back to you, Sarah. That's your fault. This is happening.
Like, I love that it was like, it was basically just like, let me look at it long enough to know what kind of programming that is. Okay. 15 seconds. Got it. Right. Let me describe.
You just took me back to, like, you know, my adolescence.
For real.
When I knew I was a homosexual.
Oz was like right around that Sopranos Wire kind of era, man. Yeah. That was when HBO gave like shits. I think they still do give a shit, right?
I think the only thing that's good is like Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. Well, yeah, they got it. It's HBO, right? Everybody loves HBO.
Yeah, HBO programming is like
it's. I think The Sopranos is like one of the greatest of all time.
With the worst ending ever.
I personally, I love that ending.
Really?
Yep.
I'm still mad about it.
You're not a big fan of loose ends, huh?
No.
Gotcha.
I have to have everything like
tied up.
With a bow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sex in the City was also HBO, and like that was like one of my favorite shows ever.
Gotcha. Yeah.
To this day. But that had a good ending.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, I want to start The Wire. That's the one that I want to.
But you've seen Oz though, right?
I've seen like I maybe saw like
that
one or two
bad
episodes
too.
That ended bad.
Yeah.
Well, that they killed off everybody. Like.
Yeah.
In last season.
Mm.
What would you say is the best ending to a TV series?
That's a good question.
I liked Breaking Bad. I thought, like, how else are you going to end that, you know?
Yeah.
Don't say it. You never know who's not up on topical stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I won't say it.
For all the 52-year-olds.
I will say, if you're going by the best TV endings, it's definitely not a black sitcom because they get canceled too quickly.
They never end. They never
have You're just like, what? It's not coming back.
What happened to girlfriends? Right. We don't know.
I don't know.
They all
Talk
got boyfriends.
Season finale of Moesha, man. Shit. That's good.
Oh, yeah. Moesha was a thing.
Yeah.
Moesha was a good show.
Yeah. It was.
Moesha was good. But,
I don't know. I don't know what the best ending would be.
Did any of you see Lost?
I couldn't get into Lost.
Couldn't get into Lost?
I never was too lost trying to
you
watch
try,
it.
Try. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't get into Lost.
I like the ending of True Blood.
True Blood?
Oh,
True
yeah.
Blood was good.
True Blood
yeah.
was good.
It's like a good ending to it. Like,
yeah.
It's like, okay, now everything makes sense.
Yeah.
That was like, then when True Blood came out, there was a lot of vampire stuff happening around that time.
Yeah,
remember?
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Twilight.
Vampire everything. Mm-hmm.
Vampire
yeah.
Diaries.
Yeah,
Vampire Academy.
Yeah.
Vampires and werewolves or something
vampire
like that.
Vampire in yeah. Brooklyn.
They made an Abraham Lincoln vampire hunter.
That movie was actually surprisingly not bad.
Really?
I never saw it. It was good?
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be good, but just the whole premise of Abraham Lincoln just like slashing and dashing vampires. Like, this is going to be
ridiculous.
Crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it actually had a pretty, like it's not top five or anything like that, but like, it actually has a plot. So I was like, huh, I can get into this.
Yeah, there's some like under the radar movies that'll like be like, wait a second, this is actually good.
Yeah,
like man, what was a couple ones that like, do you know like any movies that like you saw that you thought were not gonna be good but like ended up being like really good?
When I first saw John Wick,
that came
out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah,
wow. Keanu Reeves can do no wrong in my eyes.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
But, yeah.
Because that summer it came out, nobody was talking about it.
For the listener,
like,
she's holding her heart.
Yeah. He's my boo thing.
I like horror movies. Don't Breathe. I watched the other day. Like, that one was good.
Wow.
I was like, fuck.
See, when it comes
you did
to
not
horror.
See the ending coming. Like,
when it comes to horror movies, I'm really weird because the more scary it's supposed to be, the harder I laugh. So, like, The Conjuring was pretty good, but to me, it was like the most hilarious movie ever made just because I was laughing so hard. That wasn't.
So
I screamed out loud in Blair Witch. Like, I'm not good at horror at all.
Really? I love horror. Drag Me to Hell. That,
I've
like,
never.
Is so funny.
Yeah.
But, like, so good at the same time. Like,
for real.
She's fighting the old woman.
Yeah.
I saw an Austrian horror movie called Good Night, Mommy.
Was it a horror movie because it's Austrian?
Yes. And it was amazing. Like, a friend of mine was watching it, like, and I want to say 5 minutes in, and so I caught up, and the plot is insane. I don't want to give away anything, but it's these two twin boys who have a mother, single mom, and she goes, and she's like a big Hollywood actress or something, and there's, you know, photos around the house of the mother, but she's away getting surgery. She comes back, and she's all bandaged up. You can't see her face. And the mom is all of a sudden acting super weird to the boys.
Okay.
And, like, they're trying to figure out. I was like, no, that's not our mom. That's not. So the whole movie, you're just like, wait a second. Is this
the mom?
The same mom? And it's just, like, beyond, like, and the ending, holy shit. Like, that's, like, one of those movies where I was like, the third act, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, there's a movie just like that. That it's not even a horror movie that just came out recently. I don't know if you heard of The Book of Henry.
Oh yeah.
That movie I heard is batshit crazy. Mm. And it's got one of those like third act reveals that you're just like, yo, M. Night Shyamalan better like pick up the pace with this because it's just like
his movies are always kind of like slowish. I feel like, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh shit,
yeah,
could like fall asleep halfway through and then wake up in the middle like,
what
okay,
the
wait,
hell just happened?
Wait, what the fuck is going on now?
I went to the bathroom and then this,
right?
Oh man,
crazy.
A lot of good movies coming out this in the next few weeks, actually.
Yeah, it's that summer blockbuster season. Is Will Smith in anything? Because I feel like he's got to be in every like summer blockbuster.
No, I think after Collateral Beauty tanked, it was like he's going to hide under the radar for a little bit, I think.
Yeah.
Because I heard that movie didn't do too well.
No, it didn't.
Yeah. Did you see it?
No.
No? So what'd you think?
Actually, I'm a big fan of, like, Will Smith movies.
Yeah,
like,
Will Smith, yeah, he's awesome. Like, he does makes a lot of good
But I feel like it's, like, one of those things, though. It's, like, how many big number one blockbusters you're going to come out with in your life? You
For
know,
real?
Like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eventually, something's going to fuck up.
You can't be Leonardo DiCaprio.
I mean, even he's... Well...
He kills it. Yeah, like Leo, it's Leo and Denzel, like right there, right, like right up there with like best like movie actors, like movie.
Denzel's made some.
Oh, it's about to happen right now. Is that about to happen? I don't know.
Denzel's in his own lane. Okay,
yeah. he's in his own lane.
Denzel's
okay,
reached right. a height where like he can make a bad movie and it'll still make a whole ton of money.
Can he make a bad movie though? I can't think of one.
Well, okay, you got to keep it relative. Like, Denzel's bad is not like everyone else's bad. His bad is up here, and then, like, his bad is, like, here.
Yeah.
So, like, he can make a movie like The Book of Eli, and you'd be like, but it's Denzel, though.
Yeah. Unstoppable was even, like, okay. And it wasn't even, like, an amazing movie. And I was just like, man, this guy can be a train conductor and just kill it. Yeah. I was like, good
it's
for
so
him.
Unbelievable. You'd be forgetting it's Denzel.
Yeah. he's awesome. He's honestly the best. I think the first time, I think it was that movie that he did with John Goodman, Fallen, where it's like the dude that touches people and it's like this one like spirit or something like that. He got me into drinking Budweiser because of that movie. He orders a Budweiser at the bar. I was just like, oh my God, I want a Budweiser right now. Denzel's amazing.
That's Denzel.
Yeah, he's awesome. And, you know, Leo's just like, it's a different highway. You know, like, if we're talking about lane metaphors here.
I think Leo has a lot of range. And I think that, I think the problem with him, though, was that he was so good so young that, like, he can't really hit where he had came from. Like, I mean, how are you gonna top like Titanic? Eating Gilbert Grape?
Yeah. Well, I don't know who he pissed off somebody like in the Academy.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, because for a long time he was like either not nominated for movies he should have been nominated for, or just like nominated and never won. He was like nominated like six times or something.
I think people just don't like the idea of him because like. I think when he started acting, he was on, Growing Pains? He was on Growing Pains, and he never had an acting class. Like, basically, he got scouted in a mall, shopping with his parents or something like that. And then he just started, like, getting a groove, and he's just, and I don't even know if he's ever had an acting class. I think that he is just innately an amazing actor. And
I don't know if there's anything wrong with that. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
I think
like,
that pisses people off because it's like, you know, like that.
Since. That's news to me.
Like you know, like the kid in the class that like doesn't study and has straight A's, and then you're busting your ass and you're like, you're studying for like 4 hours and you get like a C and you're like, fuck that kid. Like, right, you know what I mean?
I was gonna say that was me. Yeah, that's why I was like, what's wrong with that? Like,
so Marissa doesn't like me. Oh, man. Yeah, I think I pulled that off a couple of times. I studied a couple of times, but there was some tests where I was just like, man, I didn't. And then, hey, I got a B minus. That's not bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't even know that fact about Leo. That they like people kind of like are like, yeah, dude, you know, like get trained, okay? Take an acting class for once.
But like he doesn't need it. Yeah. But like
eating Gilbert Grape when he was he was so good at that.
He's just lucky that they're just lucky that he's humble, because I imagine if someone was telling me and I'm Leo, like take an acting class,
yeah,
apparently.
Right. Yeah, because I don't think anybody can say that to him like at all.
Yeah.
But if there's a, I mean, even the industry is just so.
And then
so
I think politically they don't
exactly.
like him.
Yeah. So much that's hate. Like it's a bunch of hate in the industry.
Yeah.
And all it takes, especially like it's so small, if you just say the wrong thing to the wrong person, you don't sleep with the right person.
Yep.
Then it's fuck you.
Yep.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, like look at Leo. He's dating supermodels, and then he's gonna save the environment. Fuck that guy.
He doesn't deserve an Oscar. Like, he shouldn't get one. Let's not name him for one though, and not give it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
that's got to be just the fucked up part, though. Yeah. It's like, great the first time. I'm like, God, I'm nominated. But you can imagine, like, the fifth time you're going, like, okay.
I'm happy to be nominated.
Again.
Yeah. 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 Like, how did he not get it for Revenant, though? Like,
he did. That was the one he got it for.
Okay.
He got one for it.
He had to sleep in a bear.
Yeah.
He wasn't even nominated for Titanic.
No, that's he wasn't. Crazy. Right. But Kate Winslet
and
it's was. Like,
and Kate Winslet was, and she lost.
Yeah.
They made her work super hard, too.
Why? Because she survived? Like,
and I hear those award shows are just dreadful. Because they're like 3 hours long. You might have a drink. You might not. And you just got to sit around just people like just hopeful individuals that are trying to kiss ass and be like, I hope I'm up there. I hope I use my speech. I hope I win. Like it's.
Yeah. And it's then you also have to like have that gracious loser smile. Like,
yeah,
that awkward.
But no, the whole lead up to the actual show is the part that's like exhausting because like once you get nominated, you have to go on this press junket. Like, you're nominated. How does it feel? When you found out, like.
Where were you? Everywhere. I was on the toilet wiping my ass. Like,
you know. Yeah.
It's just like,
then even after the awards, like, how do you feel that you didn't win? Like, shut the up.
Oh, yeah. Man. Do you feel like you losing was the right thing?
Like, I'm just glad it's over.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Ronnie's already practicing.
Right?
But that's almost like it goes back to that lady that returned the 3-year jeans. It's like,
yeah.
What do you want me to tell you? Like, what do you want me to tell you?
Like, I lost. Like, maybe next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Exactly.
Sorry, I'm the manager.
I am the academy.
It's like, I don't think so. Jamal, have you heard Jay-Z's new album yet?
I have not because I refuse to pay for Tidal.
Fuck, that's exactly.
We'll talk after the show. I got you.
That's my whole thing. It's just like, damn, I don't want to have to like pay for Tidal, then pay for the album.
Yeah.
Like when I already pay for like Apple Music, like.
It's just too much paying for stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I hear that they think it might be released after a week.
Hopefully.
But like, you know.
They played on the radio like all day today.
Yeah, I heard on iHeartRadio that they
literally played
there
like,
was
the whole
a station
album.
About that.
Like, they, like, yeah.
How many tracks are on that thing?
10.
10? Oh, yeah. That's not bad.
But, yeah, I don't know. And I've been.
You heard it, Marissa?
I've heard a couple of tracks from it. But I guess everybody's kind of talking about that line about, like, Eric Bonet or because, like, I guess, like, Jay-Z admits that he cheated on Beyonce in the album.
Oh. And with Eric Bonet?
No.
Here we go. Here we go.
Have you met Rodney?
Right.
Cue the Drake reference.
So, I guess there's a line in one of the tracks called, like, never be an Eric Bonet. Like, I almost lost, like, the baddest chick in the world or something like that. And so, like, I guess in this, he's kind of admitting.
Okay.
Because he cheated on Halle Berry.
Yeah, Eric Bonet cheated with Halle Berry.
Yeah. Cheated on Halle
Berry. Yeah. With multiple women.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so, he was just basically kind of saying that he cheated on Beyonce. Which I know Beyonce is your love.
Yes.
Right,
which she talks. That's the whole Lemonade album is about, like,
yeah,
what she went through in that like whole.
But like,
is
how
he cheating? But when did he cheat? Like, oh, I'm gonna fuck him up. Now I'm about to like do something crazy. Like, that's the whole album.
And the Beehive was just like, yeah,
yes, yes. You better speak your truth.
I don't know how you could cheat on Beyonce, man. That's like, I'm sorry. I mean, I've cheated before, but I mean, still, Beyonce. You don't
I mean.
Yeah.
It just goes to show, Beyonce ain't safe.
Ain't nobody safe.
Right? Yeah. I don't give a fuck who you are.
Yeah.
You can
and
get cheated on.
And he's just so unattractive. Like, you know, it's like, I don't know. Like, if I was Beyonce and, like, I found out he cheated, I'd be like, bye, boy. Like, you know what I mean?
It's the
just
money.
Like,
that's what the song too. Boy, bye.
it's just like, why? He's like, he's not, is he even a 4? I don't know.
It's the money. And plus,
but
his
she's gonna
like
get
huge.
That money when she divorces him.
Probably their prenup is like intense. She gets like an extra like $2 million for every kid that she has with him.
Well, so she's gonna divorce after this one.
Like, right now she's got 3, so that's like $6 million just off bat.
Did she produce the twins like just off of that all alone? Gotta multiply the money.
It's just like she called up her lawyer, and her lawyer's just like, well, you know. if you had another kid and they happened to be twins, that's like at least another
two.
Easy. And she called up the genetics lab, like, hey, make sure they're twins.
No, yeah. I was talking to my friend the other day, and we had an epiphany about, because, you know, we don't know what the sex of the twins are yet. Yeah. Still, it's like still like alleged. But like Obama kind of hinted that it might be like two girls. So it's like she had like blue and then the two twin girls, and that's going to be like a Destiny's Child 2. In 15 years.
Oh, okay.
Mark my words.
Okay. I love that Obama had the inside scoop. That was so good.
Of course.
Yes.
Wait, well, I didn't even hear about this.
Yeah, like Obama's like in an interview and they asked him something about like, oh, like because he's friends with Jay-Z. And he's like, oh, well, once the twins are born, Jay-Z will have me beat when it comes to like girls. And he has two girls already, which means that like if it's twin girls, then Jay-Z will have three girls.
Right, right.
Which is Destiny's Child 2.
Gotcha.
Oh, man. Mm.
That would be dope.
So the like, sequel.
Like, right. Like, you got, like, three little Beyoncés.
Yeah. Yas to the mocks.
Hello. Right.
The first single, I ain't got no bills. I ain't got no bills. Beyonce is my mom. I ain't got no bills.
So good.
That's great.
So good. That was dope.
But I don't know. Like, what do you like? How do being that you're such a big fan of Beyonce? Okay.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Jay-Z?
I mean,
it's always everybody's like, how do you feel about Jay-Z?
It's complicated, you know, like any relationship, you have to like look at it in like the context of like everything. If you know about their relationship, they met when she was like 16 and like were texting, and like they didn't really come out with their relationship until she was like 19. But like you meet this like big humongous star as like a kid, and so you can only imagine like how much would Beyonce really be Beyonce had she not like been with Jay-Z.
That's a fact.
Yes.
Like, he's like formed her career and formed, you know, helped her so much and like who she become. But then at the same time, you know.
But like, I mean, okay, so she, and definitely you're more of a Beyonce aficionado than me. So I'm not going to even try to act like I know as much about Beyonce.
He's got the credits.
But I'm assuming, though, that basically she used Jay-Z to like cut ties from her parents having so much control over her career.
Right. Well, that happened when her mom and dad separated because her dad was dating a background dancer.
Okay.
Like, fucked a background dancer, got her pregnant. And so then the mom left. And like at that point, it's like she took her mom's side and like left him as like her management.
Because like I just kind of feel like she's never really had an opportunity to like have a career that she set her own path on because
right. She
went from her parents to Jay-Z and right. Like she never like
I do honestly in my heart of hearts feel like that she's gonna be like the modern day Tina Turner and that like maybe she might have like one more kid and then once like all four kids or however many kids like she has in her head are like born. And then she's going to divorce him. It's going to be huge. And then she's going to have, like, the biggest album of her career after she's, like, divorced and moved on. And, like,
right. Then
really became, like, this huge.
And then she's going to marry a billionaire.
Like Diana Ross did.
Well, Tina Turner, too. And yeah. He's, like I think, like, 20 years younger.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Jay-Z hits her?
You're laughing, but we, like I've talked about this before exclusively on Big Talk, and like absolutely
because Solange does most of the hitting.
Well, but it goes back to that. You have to remember, like Solange is not crazy. Like yeah. This is her brother-in-law, and like what would make me hit my brother-in-law?
Yeah,
only if I knew that he was putting his hands on my sister. That's the only way that I would like hit him. If you're cheating, y'all got money issues, that's between y'all.
That's on you, yeah.
But like the first time I see you and I know that you put your hands on my sister, I'm whooping your ass.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
And there's no other reason. And if you watch the elevator clip, like it's like her, their bodyguard who's known them for like since they were like kids too.
Did you see CSI the shit out of that elevator video?
Yeah, of course. I watched it over and over again. I was like, oh shit. Cause like she's like going off and she starts hitting them and Beyonce's standing there the whole time, then the bodyguard's standing there not saying shit. Yeah. So whatever she was saying, like, don't put your motherfucking hands on my sister, like
and the bodyguard's like, she got a point.
Like, well, she got a point. Don't put your hands on me.
staying out of this, Jay.
All right. And then he'll grab her a little bit, like, all right, calm down. You messing up his face too much.
Like, don't swell up his lips. Just
right, swell up his lip. We gotta slip it out. But then, like, you know,
at the same time, shouldn't the bodyguard be making sure he doesn't put hands on B?
I mean, well, we don't know what happens when they are married. They go home, and it's just the two of them. We don't know what takes place inside of their house, you know?
The fact that the bodyguard didn't do shit, it just
definitely speaks volumes that, like, whatever Solange was saying was meant to be said and needed to be said, and...
Yeah.
For real.
And that's the only way. There's no reason for me to take my shoe off and throw it at you, which is what she did. Like,
yeah. Now that's angry.
Right, besides you putting your hands on my sister. Like,
that is angry. So, now, Jamal, like, what do you feel is the difference between, like, old school hip hop and new hip hop?
So it's a lot of differences. I know old school hip hop, like, I'm talking like 90s and maybe early 2000s, like, rappers had, like, lyrics. It's like they had flows, but they actually used words to, like,
bars.
Yeah, to paint stories. And now it's just kind of like, skirt, skirt. I'm just like,
it's about the French Revolution. I mean,
what is this song about? Like, I don't know. Like, everybody's talking about, everybody's on this whole Migos bad and bougie wave right now. And I'm just like, but I don't know what they're. What are they really talking about? Like,
I listened to that interview, that Joe Budden interview. I genuinely did not understand what he was saying. I didn't say it. I didn't understand. He was like, what?
Little bad and bougie?
Huh?
Little like I was that dope bad and bougie?
Huh? What?
Little like I was that dope bad and bougie?
Huh?
Yeah, but
what? I want to do this for like 45 minutes. Wait, what?
Yeah, but
huh? Hey. Where's Joe Budden?
It's like, and even the ones that you can understand, some, like, these days, like, you, they're just taking, like, there's no story in the song. It's just like random sentences put together. Like, I like to make fun of 2 Chainz a lot because he's like my favorite whack rapper. Because 2 Chainz, he's like the king of, like, just taking random sentences. Like, first day of school and I'm snoring. My teacher, she boring. Only reason I came to class was to show off my new Jordans. Like, what are you talking about?
I think I
kind of got that.
Yeah. I was about to say. I was like,
actually,
but then the hook would be something like, all I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. And he's like, but he was just in school. Like, what do you, like, what? I don't know.
I got you.
Yeah.
I mean, when you go to school, I mean, that's really all you want.
Right.
I mean, I love that 2 Chainz' former name was Titty Boy, right?
Yeah.
Was it? Does he still go by that?
Nah, just 2 Chainz now.
Damn. I probably would have bought some more albums if his name was Titty Boy.
Yeah, he was Titty Boy when he was, what was the name of that group? I forgot the name of it, but,
New Kids on the Block?
No, they put out that song "Duffel Bag Boy" with Lil Wayne.
Oh yeah,
yeah. He was still going by Titty Boy when they put that out.
I don't know. But, man, 2 Chainz just doesn't have the same ring as Titty Boy.
Yeah,
I guess he replaced 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz.
Oh my goodness! Yes,
it's easier for the kids to remember now.
But they couldn't put Titty Boy on like top 40. Oh yeah, Titty Boy. No, we can't say that at the Grammys. Yeah.
Best new artist, Titty Boy.
This is Titty Boy with Bitch Tit Bob.
Right, hello. It's not like, you know.
Rappers' names used to make sense, too. Got Lil Yachty.
True.
Migos. I thought Migos was like one person for like the longest.
Same here. Oh my God, same here.
Dude. I did not know it was a group.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that Migos was short for 3 Amigos.
I don't know any of this shit. I stopped learning new music.
We have like a whole
like I got feel comfortable. Like
once you get like a certain age, you just stop listening to new music.
I don't need to.
I feel like I'm at that age now.
Yeah.
At what point? Because I feel like there's like, at what point did you say, "Oh, that's it. I can't with this anymore." Like, at what point? Like, what song or what artist did you hear for the first time that you were just like, "Man, this is
Taylor Swift."
Taylor.
I like Taylor Swift.
Am I an American Eagle right
now? I was like, I'm done. I don't know.
I don't know if it's like a certain like artist or like a certain genre. But like, I think
it's just like after a while when you're like on the train listening to like your music, what do you listen to?
Yeah.
I listen to the same shit that I was like listening to like 5 years ago.
Wait, wasn't it that young, was it the Young Thug track that... I was just like, nope, I'm out. Like, that's it.
Right, and I'm, like, I'm done.
This,
right.
This is what Young Thugs sound like. I'll stick with the old ones.
Like, I've never looked up lyrics to, like, you know, try to understand the words ever before that song.
Yeah.
I had never, it always just, you know.
But hip hop shouldn't be like that. I should be able to recite the lyrics my damn self.
Yeah.
Like, right along with the song. Like,
but they did the easy work for you. They didn't have to have you like memorize lyrics. It was
who needs lyrics when you have a dope beat? That's it.
Yeah, sounds, inflections, and
I need lyrics.
That's all it is. All rap is now is just like a beat with like ad libs. That's it.
True.
I was outside and like somebody was blasting like music out of their car because like I don't hear any music otherwise, but like it was something like I don't even know what song it is. Who sings it? It was like All My Friends Are Dead. All My Friends Are Dead.
Yeah, like, All My Friends Are Dead.
Who is this?
Lil Uzi?
Oh, God.
Is that it? And I'm just like...
Why everybody sound little now? Can we get a big somebody? Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Like,
everybody for real.
This big shit.
Lil Uzi Vert, Lil Dicky.
If I was like 5'3", I would still be like, Big Rod.
Yeah. For real.
Let your name make you sound like your big persona.
For real.
Like, yeah. Like, I don't want to be little. Like,
for real.
Yeah.
I think it's I don't know. It's the Lil before the name is just, it's overdone. It's too much.
Everybody, right. Ever since Lil Kim. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Which is the original.
She was the first, right?
I feel like.
Well, that's
right.
When
Who else
black.
Was like.
Or was Lil Wayne still
no,
in
Lil
Cash
Kim
Money?
Lil Kim was Lil first.
Lil Kim was first. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay. All right, cool.
Damn.
She was the first Lil.
I still listen to Lil Kim.
No, nope. Yeah, me too. Sorry. The first Lil was Lil with Phil and Lil. Rugrats. I mean, am I sure? Yeah. You never took it to a whole you never level. Saw. Yeah.
Of course.
Lil. She was the original Lil.
I still have that song from the Rugrats movie on my playlist.
Which one?
Take me there. I want to go there.
Oh, my God. Yes. What, that's Blackstreet, Maya, and Mace. Classic.
Oh, my God.
Classic.
Took it all the way back.
Yeah.
That was like 90s. 90s, right? Late 90s? Like, yeah. Mid-90s? Man, that was a whole nother generation. Like, that was so good.
Yeah.
Like, in comparison to, like, just now. Yeah. You look
like
at now.
All those people, too.
Like, yeah. Most of them died.
Maya's not dead.
Yeah.
Like, Blackstreet's not dead, and Mace is preaching.
Yeah. For real. Was it? No, but then Mace tried to, like, make a comeback, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, he did. Back he in, like, the early
But then it just didn't fly. Was he still a Bad Boy or was it a different label?
No, he was still a Bad Boy.
Yeah.
But you know what I think killed it is just you had Diddy yelling on the background of all his tracks on that album.
But he yells so good, though.
I'll say, yeah. Love me some Diddy.
Yeah. Sean, if you're listening, you're great. But yeah, I personally, I threw in the towel with... you got to find good music now, you got to go out and look for it.
Even R&B has changed a lot. Like I remember back in like the 90s and early 2000s, R&B singers like loved women. Like they would always sing about how much they love you. Now you got these hoes ain't loyal. Like, come on, man. It's love music. Like, love everybody. Like,
wow,
you know,
that's at R. Kelly's.
Yeah,
the Isley Brothers.
They're peeing on somebody.
All of the R. Kelly's, the multiple R. Kelly's that exist have a fountain going on right now.
Yeah, we got one in the White House.
It's all about like when I hear R&B. R&B now is all about. It's either like, oh, I just want to have sex, or this is how I have sex, or. I don't like these hoes, or you're just my side chick. I have mad side chicks, or something like that. Like
they're eating booty like groceries.
For real.
I need the groceries.
I want to see the day that lyric was written. Like, dude, I got it. I got the fucking lyric right here. Eat the booty like groceries. Brilliant. Print that shit.
Right.
Oh my God. Let's get in the studio ASAP.
Like, what kind of groceries? It doesn't matter. Is it produce? Yeah. Like. Are you eating corn?
It's a simile.
Booties and corn, it doesn't matter.
I need the grocer. Clean up on aisle 7.
I love how we're just like openly talking about eating booty. It's fantastic. We live in a world where booty eating. Anybody here get there?
I'm glad that's like on the table now. People right. like actually talk about it. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's so good
because I love getting my booty eaten. No, nobody, anybody else.
My booty's not on the menu.
Like, no. Like, yeah.
Neither is mine.
My booty's like, completely on the menu. Okay.
Yeah. My booty's not on the menu for a dry mix, a wet mix, nothing. Nope. It's not on the menu. I don't even understand it. Like,
I'm fascinated that you know like these options. Like, it's like a certain way of doing it, there's another way of doing it.
Yeah, there's people do many things to the booty.
Yes.
I'm just not on board with anything.
You heard it here.
To do with my booty.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, he's booty centric. I'm like,
yeah, I got it on display.
It's like, but like, I feel like guys, it's like you have a prostate. Like, there's something that's being like stimulated that is pleasurable. Like, I don't have a prostate. It's just, why are you putting that there? Like,
but you don't take it up the butt, like, ever.
No.
it's like, and we'll be back.
Yeah, no.
Is that like a deal breaker if a guy tries to do that? If he like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, it's not like I'm not gonna. So, like, it's not like it's never happened. It's just it happened, and then I was good. It's like, nah, this is not for me. Like, this is not my cup of tea. But then I also feel like the one I had, like one ex that was like always like trying, and then I found out he was bi. So then now I've got this like thing in my head that like any guy that like is trying to get in my ass is bi or gay.
You keep that in your head because it's true.
Yeah. Right. It's like you've got a viable option there. If you're trying to go in the one that doesn't make me have to be a woman, then I think that you're probably pretending I'm a dude. Like, I don't know. It's just my experience.
So when you say that he would constantly try to bring it up, did he leave like subtle little hints like, hey, maybe tonight or.
Yeah. Like you know, or like try to make little like bets on things like
bets.
Yeah.
What
kind of bets? Like,
you know, it's like we were in college, so it's just like, oh, well, if I get a B in this exam, then B for butt. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, it was just like, or like, oh, well, you know, if the Bruins win tonight, then B for butt. Like, you know what I mean?
It's
like, wow. It was always just like he was trying to make, or like, you know, like a flip a coin. Like, he was always trying to like make some
tail
sort
for
of. Yeah, exactly. Oh, goodness. Head for head, tails for tails.
So, like, what if a guy wanted you to eat his butt? Would you ever
oh,
do
hell
that?
No.
I mean, I have a friend. Like,
then she would do the groceries.
She would eat her boyfriend's butt.
No.
Is that like, that's a little gay, right?
Well, the first time. Yeah. The first time that it was attempted on me, I was actually like, I was surprised because I was just like, wait a second, hold on.
And yeah, because you can do it real slick. You start with the nuts, yeah, and you keep going lower.
But it wasn't, the approach wasn't cool. Like, I wasn't even asked. It was like a sneak attack. I was just like, excuse, whoa, hey, yo. Yo, eyes front. What are you doing? I'm vulnerable.
But it made it, your toes curled a little bit, didn't they?
They curled out of fear. This woman is so tiny. Hey, come on. It wasn't the same Wednesday after that. It did happen on a Wednesday.
Yeah, no, it's damn. Like...
I know, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It was Ash Wednesday.
Yeah.
At 10:52 p.m.
I had to go into Thursday with that notion. I was like, oh, jeez. Should have heard what happened last night. It's crazy.
So I still have ashes on my inner thigh.
Oh. Might be the same lady that bought those jeans.
Yeah.
For real.
Friction. Yeah, I don't know. Like, well, I can. You're obviously, like, very into that.
Yeah.
But like, do you like giving as much as receiving? Like, do you like?
I mean,
eating
I definitely
booty?
Like receiving better, but I feel like if I'm gonna stick it in your butt, I should probably eat it first just to make you comfortable.
Gotcha. You procedures know. And protocols.
Yeah, it's kind of rude if you just stick it in.
Like, there's lube. I don't know.
It's a real.
I mean, that's true too. I mean, but. And say, okay, it is the butt. You gotta like. Examine it first.
But Marissa, what if you don't have lube? You know what I'm saying? Like, what if?
I don't know what
it is.
That's a no. That's a no. That's a no.
You're going to just spit on it and stick it in there. This is not Oz.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what spit is going to help with.
The grocery gods have spoken.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd like to return this.
Yeah. See, I was getting my booty eaten, and then I was horseback riding, and then I had 3 years ago.
So. Yeah, at least if you're going to be, like, you know, eating, like, getting the groceries, there should be like Crisco in there or something. Like,
for
I don't
Crisco.
Know.
Crisco.
Like,
oh, man. It's like. It's like. Fried his booty.
pop, motherfucker.
Fried ass on the menu.
Speaking of booty, I have yet to hear one good anal bead story. I've yet to hear one good anal bead story, like where it's like, oh, yeah, it was a great time, like, or anything like that. I've heard stories of it was like, yo. This shit fucking went down. Like, yeah. It's like any, no?
Anal beads?
Yeah.
No. I've never been presented with that.
Never been presented. I like how you say presented. Like, like someone. Like, well, I offer you these anal beads.
I just imagine like a silver platter and then there's like anal beads.
Oh my goodness.
And it's just like on some sort of like velvet runner and it's just like for you this evening, Rodney.
Oh shit.
We've got 24 carat anal beads for your
24
enjoyment.
24 carat anal beads?
Damn.
Do I get to keep them afterwards?
Just make sure you properly wash them before using them.
If you say no, I'm like, oh, okay, put them in anyways.
I don't know where they went.
They can't come out now.
I don't know where they went.
Fuck that.
Hi, this is Rodney for Cash for Gold.
Absolutely.
I mean, have you ever had experience with anal beads?
No. I just always hear, like, I'm originally from Miami, so like okay. I always used to hear crazy stories of just like people like pulling it out too fast and then just something happens or like just like it's or yeah like it, yeah are
too
you
too fast
oh yeah dude yeah there was
boop 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 pow
yeah that's the fucking noise it made. That was like a boop 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 pow and a lot of pow, many pow, a lot of pow.
Wait, what happens if you
air and other
poo,
things.
Okay.
Oh yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, which is great radio stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. But, they like hearing about poo.
Sorry for bringing it up, guys.
I mean, that's like it's butt sex.
Yeah.
You know,
shit happens.
Shit happens.
No!
Yeah, that's not. I don't know. That's like another thing. It's just like, I don't like poo to begin with. Like, I can't find poo sexy.
I mean,
like, not,
there are ways.
There, no.
So that, no, I'm sorry. Sorry, I take that back.
It's like one of those things where it's kind of like
a log and you're like, oh, yeah. Baby.
Like, no, I've never.
It's like,
because usually it's like you're in the
for real.
And all of a sudden,
it's like, oh,
what
shit. You gotta do with this poo?
Right?
No.
Talk about ruining the night, huh?
I mean, but that's the whole thing, though. It really depends on like how much. That's a test.
It's a risk reward situation.
Like this guy,
yes. Right? Yes.
He just shit on you
for real. Ugh.
Are you gonna go to the bathroom and wash off and continue, or do you call it a night?
Who do you for real? For real. How do you have a conversation with that person afterwards? It's like, well, that happened.
Is it the consistency that makes the difference?
Oh, consistency of what?
Just watery shit all
the
over you.
The frequency or the consistency? Oh, man. Yeah, probably a waterbed of poop.
Like,
that definitely.
Yeah.
In the middle of it, and then all of a sudden you just look down at your stomach has shit on it.
Yeah.
Great.
This is supposed to be about love.
Yeah. But see, and if you love the person,
come here, my little Pepto.
love the person.
You go in the bathroom, tire.
You wash off, and then you make them wash off, and yeah. then you continue.
Good.
And you hope that there's not more shit.
And that is real love.
But like, how, and I'm assuming that no boners are maintained during all of this, because I can't imagine, like, I would be a fucking desert as soon as I saw poo. Like, it's just like, no.
Yeah.
Well, the irony of the fact is you're going to have to get down on your knees and get it back up, and then you might smell some poo there, too.
Oh, God.
Man.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah, now that is dedication. It's like, I don't think I want dick that bad.
Yo,
that's... No, I'd be like, you know something?
I don't think I have that level of commitment.
Yeah.
I don't.
You got to, like, pop a breath mint after that one, right? You have to.
You can't be eating booties at the pool.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you don't eat booties at the pool.
No, yeah. That's definitely no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't eat booty after poo, guys.
That is a
for any of you out there.
Closed, like.
Yeah, you do not eat the booty like groceries after poo.
I mean, but some people are into that, too.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just dropping knowledge today. I mean,
booty?
No, I mean, like, yeah, like, shit on my chest, like, that happens, like...
But, like, you're not, like, eating the booty after they shit on your chest.
Oh, no, I'm not into that.
No, I mean, I'm just not saying...
Please.
I'm not into that. I just want to let you guys know that there are people that
I don't like to get shot on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is not your cup of tea.
Not my thing. I don't like to get pissed on either. It's not my thing.
No. Who wants to have sex like Trump?
What's the craziest hijinks you've ever heard in the bedroom, like the craziest like story of like people like doing something like along the lines of like that,
the
like,
pooing?
Yeah, no, not the poo. I mean, no, not the pooing, like sex stuff, like kinky stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Because I've peed on a guy before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay. And he got, you got off on that?
Yeah, he wanted me. I was like, yeah, he like wanted me to, like,
you gotta ask those questions.
Right. I was like kind of drunk and I was like, all right, go to the bathroom real quick, like, and he's like, just do it on my chest.
All right.
Then imagine if it was like by accident. Like, ooh, sorry, I thought I was
don't
done.
Don't get on the couch.
So wait. So when that happened, was it a living room scenario? Did you have to go to the bathroom with this gentleman? Yeah.
It was definitely a living room scenario. And
really?
It didn't like we didn't like make sure that I didn't get on the couch. And then
did you lay out some
mats? Shower? I was like, you're gonna have to take a shower now after that.
Yeah.
Because I can't continue.
How do you make sure it doesn't get on the couch if it's in the middle of the living room?
I mean, he had a hairy chest.
So it just waterfalled
it. Sprayed around, right. Then I had to hold it and run to the bathroom. It was interesting.
The quilt.
Learn something new every day.
Right? I mean, he couldn't do it to me, but, you know.
What about you? Like, what is your craziest hijinks that you've heard?
That I've heard? I think it was... Man. I think definitely it happened in a movie. I've never heard it in real life, but that scene in Crank when they're fucking in public. They don't know. Have you seen the movie Crank
with
Jason Statham?
Yeah.
He's basically like his heart is going to stop in 24 hours or something like that.
I think I have seen this.
Or like he's got a time, like a race against time situation.
Yeah.
So he's got to keep his adrenaline going the whole time. So like he has this chick, he finds her. And then it's just like, I gotta get my heart back pumping or something like that. It's just like, rip your fucking panties off. And they start fucking in public. People pull out their camera phones. Everybody's like, oh my God. Like that would probably be like ideally the craziest scenario if it were to ever happen in real life.
This is just a story or whatever. But my ex was telling me how I guess at his best friend's wedding that the bride's aunt and one of the groomsmen had sex, and like the aunt was like an older woman, so she had like kids that were also around the age of the people getting married. And so, but she, I guess she, like from what my ex was telling me, like she was a bit of an alcoholic, and the groomsman was a bit of an alcoholic, and so they go missing at the reception and everybody like, where the hell are they? And so they thought they went behind the bushes to have sex, but there was a window like on the other side of the bush. So they thought that they were hiding from the people on the path, and they didn't realize that they were just actually fucking in front of the ballroom. So like they're fucking against the window, and everybody in the reception sees the aunt and the groomsmen like fucking in the middle of like the father and daughter dance.
Oh, go ahead.
And so
wait till my brother hears about this.
Yeah. So that was, so she, I think she was like in her like 50s and the groomsman was like 20 or something like that.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
Again, that's
but
like
yeah.
She saw him walking down the aisles. The girls were like, well, I'm about to fuck him.
Yeah.
Wait to this reception, just nigga.
Like, Cougar pounce.
It's like, oh, I bet you've never been with a real woman. Like, what?
That's such a high standard, too. Like, is that couple, the married couple that got married that day, are they still together?
Yeah, yeah, they're still together.
God, way to fuck up the reception, man.
Yeah.
Just clearly.
Then I had another.
I would have just laughed. That just makes it more interesting.
Oh,
oh, that's my crazy Aunt Judy.
Champagne, more right? Champagne, more champagne for everyone.
I think the problem was is that the aunt's husband, the uncle, was there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
The Shyamalan twist,
right?
Like, calm down, Uncle Curtis. And they start fighting.
It's just like, stay away from the cheese plate. Like, then I had like one friend, like we were going to a club and she was just like, oh shit, I wasn't expecting him to be here. And I was just like, oh, who is that? She's like, oh, I can't remember his name. And I was just like, okay, so then why do you care if he's here? And then she's just like, oh, well, I had an anal one-night stand with him last night, and I wasn't expecting him to be back at the club today. And I was just like,
anal one-night
stand?
Okay.
And I was just like, all right, like, why did you have an anal one-night stand? Like, why wouldn't you just have a one-night stand? And then she's just like,
that was very specific.
Yeah.
Right, like, so you just did anal? Like,
And I was just like, why did you do that? And then she's just like, he wasn't really cute. I didn't want to see his face.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Oh shit.
That's brutal.
She just stuck it in my butt.
It was like, yeah. All right. Okay. What? Bye.
Right.
Was like,
and then you went back to the same club.
Yeah. And then she was like all mad that he was there. I was just like, well,
you came back to the same club too. Like,
this was my idea. Well, damn it.
Stuck it up the butt. You should go somewhere else.
So yeah, those are my two. What are your crazy sex stories that you've heard?
Let me think.
We're partaking in whatever.
It's not really a sex story. It's more of a almost sex story.
Oh
yeah, it's a. I can't think of anything crazier, so I'll just tell it. It's a personal story. The time I almost lost my virginity in high school, and I went and. You know, there's a peer pressure. You just want to lose it, so just for the sake of losing it, just so you can say you lost it. So I went and found like the easiest girl in school, and then we go to her house, and then my mom might be watching. Hi, mom.
She's like, oh, that's where you was at
now,
that
mom.
One time.
My brother knows the story, so he's probably laughing his butt off right now. And so I go to her house, and then she starts pulling her pants down. I'm like, no, don't. It's my first time. I'll do it. So like. I start pulling down her panties or whatever, and then, like, I look at her vagina, and then, like, I could visibly see, like, things crawling around.
Oh, shit.
What?
Oh. Yeah. Like, it looked like an anthill at a picnic.
Oh, shit. Fuck.
So I did the logical thing. I just screamed like a little girl and ran home.
Oh, man. Wow.
Yeah. My brother tells me, like, he was on the bus heading home, and he just said... He said he saw me out the window just like running, booking it.
You look like you've seen a ghost.
Yeah, and then I think she called my house one day trying to figure out what happened. And my brother picked up the phone and she was just like, why won't Jamal talk to me? And my brother,
because you got ants in your pussy.
Because you got crabs, bitch. I was traumatized. I couldn't even go to a Red Lobster for years. And I should have known she was wearing like fishnets and...
But those biscuits, though, those Cheddar Bay biscuits, man. Come on. Still?
I mean, that's what got me back.
That's what got you back.
It was really bad, man.
We're gonna take a quick break, you guys, and we'll be right back. So join us shortly.
And during the few moments that we have left,
All right.
Right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Marissa Smith is who you see. What a cooler combo in here. here, crack a cold one, we're on the air. Big talking brewskis, Marissa Smith is who you see. What a cooler combo in here, crack a cold one, we're on the air. Kicking back, having a few beers, we're chatting. Pull up your chair, we're all relaxing. Any subject, we never dismiss. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Comedy, sex, relationships, more. Any subject, we got it in store. Big talking brewskis is coming in live. Crack one open, Marissa has arrived. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Yeah.
Hey guys, welcome back to Big Talkin' Brewskis. I'm still Marissa Smith. We've got Rodney Daniels back with us.
What's up, folks?
We've got David Del Rosario with us.
Nailed it. Thank you. Hey, what's up?
And we've got Jamal Richardson with us.
What's up, guys?
So we are back, you guys. We are back. And Jamal, can you ever be too woke?
Of course you can. Because I see a lot of people on Facebook, they'll say things like, you got to stay woke, brother. Because don't you ever sleep. Because sleep is just a system created by the establishment. It's like, how are you going to follow your dreams if you're sleeping? It's like.
I'm human.
It's always something. Everything's a conspiracy for them. It's like, you wearing glasses? Glasses is just a fixture created by the establishment to augment the perception of the disenfranchisement of black people. Stay woke.
No, right.
It's like, you just took it like, you noticed that in the movie Hancock, the farther away that Will Smith got from the white woman, the stronger he got and the closer he got to the white one, the weaker he got. Stay woke.
Damn. That shit made me real.
I've heard that one before, though. Yeah. If you watch that movie, it's kind of like,
And you're kind of like, well, can I take a naps?
Ugh. Right, but he still wants to be with her, like the white woman. Like,
yeah. So is that supposed to be like the prequel to Get Out?
Right. Yeah, that's great.
I haven't seen Get Out yet.
It's really good.
Yeah. I haven't seen it.
Is it?
It's like,
yeah.
Well, David looks like he's in shock and awe that I haven't seen it. I'm not trying to date white women.
I got the bootleg 2 for $5.
That Jay-Z album, it just came out 5 hours ago, but I got it.
Yeah, Lil Rel is actually phenomenal in Get Out. Lil Rel is hysterical. He stole the movie pretty much. Like, but yeah, it's good. I recommend it. Solid choice.
Is it like really scary though? Because I don't do horror.
It's not really scary. No. It's more of like
a thriller.
Thriller, yeah. It's more of a plot twist here, plot twist there. Makes you think more. Not really. It's scary for black people because we're sitting there watching like, holy shit, that could
Hello?
Really happen.
Hello. Yeah. I think that goes back to my first question. Is this really scary?
Then yes.
Wait, so you don't like, what, like, do you like, are you okay with like thrillers? Or like, is it something like about like blood and gore that like turns you off about horror movies?
I'm not good at, like, I have a zero horror threshold. Like, when I told you, like, I screamed in Blair Witch, like, in the movie theater. Like, I knocked popcorn over. I knocked sodas over. Like, it's not good.
I mean, well, at the time period when it came out, that movie was pretty scary. Yeah.
I haven't gotten any better. I I screamed in Signs. Like,
oh,
M. Night Shyamalan Signs. You know that fucked up foot? I was like, ah! Like, I was like, what's up with those toes?
Yeah, M. Night Shyamalan, we can talk about him tonight. I don't feel like his movies are like that scary.
But
yeah,
that's like, that is my threshold. It's like,
oh,
I
okay.
can...
You can't go further.
My mom is the same way. Like,
The Village.
She'll be in her room watching something, and she'll be like, ah! Like, Mom, what happened? And she's like, she's watching TV, like some sci-fi movie on the sci-fi channel, like Mega Shark versus Volcanigator or some shit like that.
Yeah, I can't.
I'm like, this is what scares you? Like,
I've never seen like a Halloween. I've never seen a Friday the 13th.
Oh,
like,
those are classic. Yeah. That's like not even scary. It's just funny.
Yeah.
I never saw any of that stuff. I've seen Scream. Like, that's about it.
Scream was good.
How would you handle like being in a haunted house?
Like, I've never been to one.
Never been to one?
What?
Yo, those are crazy.
Like, I don't think I think I'd faint.
Yeah. I worked at Universal Studios for Halloween Horror Nights. And they had, like, mm-mm. guys dressed up as, like, Leatherface with, like, chainsaws, like, chasing you.
Mm-mm.
I've been to Horror Nights. It's actually... The production is top-notch.
Yeah. You're like, what the fuck? Yeah. This guy's really chasing me with the chainsaw.
No, and they get you... Like, you are on high alert the second you mm-hmm. walk in. Mm-hmm. Like, you're always tense because you never know when someone's going to, like, pop up. Like, I was going to ride the Mummy ride, which is, like, a roller coaster kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so you got to put your personal items in a locker. And I'm there in, you know, I'm trying to, like, punch in the code so I can unlock the lock and stuff like that. Some dude comes up behind me with, like, a little rattle, and he's just like, and he's like, ah! And I was like, oh, shit! Fuck! He's like, enjoy the ride. And I was like, he walks away. I was just like, why the fuck? Why? Great. Can I just get a locker?
He would have got snuffed. I'm sorry. I'm from Southside. That's not
No. Well, yeah, I mean, well, that's the thing. Is if you're a confrontational person, not the place to go.
So I worked at the one in L.A. So there, like, you thinking that you're going to go on the studio tour where they take you to, like, all the different movie studios. Then all of a sudden, the tram, like, breaks down and, like, stops. And you have to walk through the scene from the World of Worlds where, like, the plane crashes, like, in the middle of, like, this, suburban neighborhood. That and there's fucking zombies running around.
Uh-uh.
The shit's intense, okay?
No.
Like, you're like, what the fuck? There's really a plane crash and zombies.
No, I'd be soiling myself and hitting people. It's like, no.
I don't like you.
It's like, I'm going to shit on you. I'm not good at that stuff. And then I've got, like, just... Because what happened was, like, I have, like, one friend that I can see a scary movie with. And it's, like, basically, like... M. Night scary. It's not, like, real scary.
Right, yeah, because that's, like...
But, like, we've been friends since, like, high school, and so, like, she knows exactly how to, like, walk me through a scary movie, and, like, she's just like, okay, listen to the music. What's going on with the music? It sounds like it's getting suspenseful, right? That means something's going to pop out. So either you can wait for it to pop out or start closing your eyes. I'm like, okay. All right, I got it. When is it over? She walks me through, like, scary movies. Because, like, she knows. I'm like, oh, my God, what's happening? Ah, she's like, people are staring. I'm like, I'm sorry.
That's the name of the one. Where the trees are killing people. The Happening. Like, he says these, like, weird-ass fucking plot twists. Right?
Yeah.
Like, trees, fuck. Like.
That's, like, when that foot came out. Like, she's like, that foot doesn't even look good. I'm like, but what's up with that foot, though? Like, it's like, why is it all, like, gnarly? It's like, she's just like, you need to go to the bathroom or something. Like,
so unassisted movie viewing, the most you'll go is, like, a thriller. Not like a horror movie, but a thriller.
And I might need to be assisted, depending upon how like,
thrilling it is.
Yeah. Like, gotcha. definitely, Silence of the Lambs, I needed assistance.
Yeah.
That's a horror. Is that a thriller?
It's a thriller. It's a thriller.
It's on the border.
Yeah.
I feel like
it teeters.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, it's classified as a thriller. But I was screaming my ass off.
Not a question classification, so.
Like, right. Yeah.
It's a thriller to me. Might not be a thriller to you.
But like Manhunter 2. Like, I saw that and I was like,
Manhunter.
Like, that's the first part of the Silence of the Lambs. It was the prequel to Silence of the Lambs.
Ooh.
Sure, it's not that gay porn that guy running for
Blockbuster. I was going to say that.
That's Raining Men. Manhunter, Chi-Town.
Manhunter, Chi-Town.
That was my Grindr name in Chicago.
Oh my God. So, Rodney, what's going on with Venus Williams?
Oh, so apparently she got into a car accident and killed somebody.
What? Yeah.
Yeah. And so, like, she's going to be going on trial for manslaughter. And it's like, there is a trend that's, like, happening in Hollywood. Like, it happens. Like, she's, like, not the only person that's done it. Caitlyn Jenner killed somebody. Brandy killed somebody. Halle Berry killed somebody, like all
Matthew
this,
Broderick.
Matthew Broderick. Just
I didn't know Halle Berry killed somebody.
Yeah, she actually did a hit and run. She like hit somebody and then left the scene.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I didn't
but
know Halle
she's
did
not
that.
In jail because she's Halle Berry.
Well, damn. You know, she's a national treasure.
I mean, she wasn't right. The Flintstones. Right.
And Catwoman.
So
Flintstones. The best
she was
Catwoman.
She was in the she was the best part of Flintstones. Hello. I mean, come on.
And the best Catwoman. Best Catwoman.
Best Catwoman.
Are you trying to tell me Michelle Pfeiffer right now?
Cuz you I was going to you already know when she licks her that's I'm sorry.
No.
We're about to have a Catwoman. A cat fight.
We're going to have
a cat fight.
We're going to have a cat off.
Earth a kid first of all.
Well,
she's oh, shit.
Because you would think, like, you know, you being a strong black woman you are, that you'd go with Eartha Kitt, the first Catwoman.
Mm. Well, she's the godmother of cat women, but we're talking modern day cat women.
Right. But have you seen Halle Berry's Catwoman?
Yes. Mm. I mean,
you could tell who the director was. Unnameable.
Oh, probably got she ran over.
I still think it was
so
better
I
than
love
Michelle.
Her. It was great, but like no, Michelle Pfeiffer. Like
I thought she was better than Michelle Pfeiffer. Michelle Pfeiffer, I thought was boring, and then the next one that whatever McCallit her name is, like she's just dreadful.
Who?
Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway is yeah. The worst.
Oh,
the they could worst.
Have somebody better.
Anne Hathaway is just the worst in general.
She's yeah. Like she's like. Oh, if like no, over,
I, she's listening.
I don't even know her.
Right?
Yeah. No. Anne right. Hathaway is like if Overcooked Spaghetti played Catwoman.
Whoa!
Like it's just damn. Like it's just kind of like I'm Catwoman. Blah. Like there's
I don't
just
know. There's
no,
just something
like,
about her like I don't like about Anne Hathaway. Like I love The Devil Wears Prada, but only because Meryl Streep is yeah. Amazing and. Yeah.
She's
I
not...
love the way she was just like fucking with her.
Like, yeah.
Good, you deserve it, Anne Hathaway.
But like, I feel like that was the only role that she was like properly cast in because she has that face that you're just like, yeah, you deserve that.
Yeah.
You know, she's just like, not that she doesn't look like a bad person, but she looks annoying as fuck. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's
just like that girl that sits at the restaurant. I'm gluten free and I also am allergic to corn. But you're at a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
And I can't have cilantro. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I think her Catwoman was, she was like, I think trying a little too hard. I think she was trying to, like, personify it too much and it just came off like,
Can you imagine that casting meeting? So, Anne Hathaway, what do you guys think?
Fuck no.
There's definitely somebody there and then there's definitely a guy who's like, well, she blew me, so I think she should do it.
Yeah.
I actually,
we should cast her because my daughter loves The Princess Diaries. So I just want to make my daughter happy. So just put her in the movie.
So you said there's multiple celebrities that have killed people. That's actually kind of crazy.
All those people that I just named actually like in vehicular homicide.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's insane.
And Matthew Broderick killed people in Ireland. I think he was like drunk driving in Ireland and like killed two people. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
But well, like,
they get
but
away
that's
with
the
it.
Whole thing, though. They get away with it because average Joe Smoes,
you'd be in jail.
Jail,
you'd be in Oz 2.0.
What? Oh shit!
I'm about to get in the car right now.
You're like, where's my Adebisi?
Right.
Like,
Do you think that celebrities have committed other types of homicide that isn't vehicular manslaughter?
What, like Aaron Hernandez?
Are we getting like, into, OJ like, Simpson? Illuminati status?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Maybe.
Right.
Maybe. The Jay-Z album just fucking dropped today. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, right. They could be listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we all
allegedly.
Allegedly.
I'm going to ask this question. Where's Kanye West?
In the sunken place.
In the sunken place? Good Get Out reference. For all those listeners out there. nobody? No? Anyone? No? No?
Wait,
Bueller?
Wait,
like, that was a good one. Like, come on.
Has he like not been seen for a while? Like, what?
Well, I mean, no. The last time that he was seen was, I think they had an interview with him, and he appeared with Donald Trump at that meeting at Trump Tower.
Oh, and he hasn't been seen since then.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Yeah? Oh, he has? Oh, that's it, right? Disappeared. Yeah. After the whole Sacramento thing, that concert, he just like, that's it, off the map.
It's probably like
rehab, maybe.
Yeah, something.
Maybe rehab.
Maybe I don't know. The Kardashians probably have
just got a surrogate.
They just got a surrogate.
Yeah, him and Kim just got like they like paid for a surrogate and bought a surrogate.
But like, what? She can't have another baby?
No, she can't. Well, if you, I keep up with the Kardashians.
I do not.
And so, like, she has really rough pregnancies. Okay, so.
Oh, you mean like she gets fat? Like that happens?
No.
And
amongst other things, she has like high blood pressure, and like she like has to like,
yeah,
she
that also happens,
difficulty like carrying babies. Anyways, her no judgment if people want to have surrogates. Okay,
I'm judging the fuck out of you if you don't have to have one, but go on,
get him, Marissa,
right?
Donate. It's like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't want to have another tummy talk.
Solid Kardashian.
I say if you got the money, fuck it. Like,
for real.
Do what you do. You gotta spend it on something, right?
I don't know. Like, how about having decent children?
But I was even talking about, like, before, was it dating Kim? Like, Kanye was making fucking good music. Like, really good music. And now it's just like, God, what happened?
Well, do you think Amber Rose was his muse?
Yeah, he actually made really good music when they were together, and and she was sticking her finger up his butt.
Yeah.
So maybe that's maybe what that's he needs. Key. He needs just like a good ass
Kim
fingering.
Kim doesn't look like she does. She wouldn't do that.
But she maybe looks like she'd hire somebody to do it for her.
Probably
surrogate butt person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Surrogate finger.
It's not my finger, but
it's just like. Hey,
look what Kanye, I found on the internet.
Maybe that's where Kanye's on-off switch is. I don't know.
It's like, surrogate finger lady, I think you need to, like, circulate it more.
Damn, he hasn't been seen. Nobody knows where Kanye is.
No. And Jay-Z dissed him on this album, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, there was, like, a little comment where it was just, like, something about manners, like somebody should have taught you manners or something like that. Like, it was like a quick little line. Yeah, because he
went crazy
in the Sacramento thing. Off. Yeah, in the Sacramento thing, he did three songs and then went on a 20-minute rant on just like the music industry and how fucked up it is and this and that and blah blah blah. And then just slowly but surely, like, they're backing the stage into like a corner and then they like rush him off stage and then you just do not hear from Kanye West ever again. And everybody was like, the outrage, like, I paid fucking $150, $200 to hear three songs and then the Gettysburg Address, like, fuck, come on, Kanye. and then the next thing you see him, he's with blonde hair and he's talking to Donald Trump.
That's so crazy.
I know.
It's like an internet conspiracy that says, like, Kanye got cloned. This isn't the real Kanye.
Really?
Yeah.
Like that Mother movie.
What Mother movie? Oh, like Goodnight Mommy?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Goodnight Kanye, huh?
Yeah.
Fucking.
I don't know. He just went crazy. After his mom died, like, he's never been the same. Like, after his mom passed away, he just, like, went off the deep end. It's just never been the same. I feel like.
I'll pray for him.
I think he just needs to die. Good booty fingering.
Damn. You're right.
I mean, Amber Rose is single, right? Still, so she could do it.
What about Amber Rose posting that hairy puss pic?
I mean, what's wrong with it? If your bush is hairy, it's hairy. Show it.
Like, what?
If you got it, don't shave it.
Right? Like, you know, I mean.
I'm not, like, criticizing the fact that she's got hair, but, like, why does she need to be taking a puss pic and putting on Instagram and Twitter to begin with?
I love that you're calling it a puss pic.
Like,
Hashtag puss pic.
Puss pic.
You don't even need a fucking soundboard for that one.
I need to do some new things.
Welcome to puss pic.
We're going to end up being a comedy duo. But
Wednesday puss pic.
Yeah. It's like, who is your puss pic crush?
Right.
But it was pretty hairy, right? I mean, it was pretty.
It was hairy.
I mean, it was.
You gotta have hair somewhere.
So. Yeah,
it wasn't crazy. True.
It wasn't
right.
even
but it
that.
It wasn't blonde, like the yeah, top of her head, yeah. though.
But it was. She's not blonde.
I mean, but you would think she has enough money to figure out how to make it blonde since you're gonna grow it out.
But I don't even think it was enough to make blonde. Like, honestly, that wasn't like winter puss pick. That was like spring puss pick.
Winter puss pick. Is that a wait, you just let it overgrow in the wintertime? Do you do that?
I mean, it's cold.
Need some protection.
You know, start getting like cramps and whatnot.
Middle
you
of
know.
The summer, right? She posted that like smack in the middle of the summer?
Ooh.
No, she posted like a couple of weeks ago. Now it's like middle of summer puss pick.
I mean,
that should be like
she lives in LA, it's like a hot, hairy pussy.
Like, you know, middle of summer.
Yeah.
March to the 20th.
A lot of faces were made. A lot of faces.
A lot of faces.
You know.
Oh, man.
I guess she's trying to bring back the bush. I don't know. But
it's
if you're
going
to bring back the bush, like, at least have a bush. Like, that should just look like a comb over.
Well, maybe she doesn't like, grow a lot of hair. That's what she grows.
Okay, like anything on her is natural.
I mean, maybe what was missing was like a press release.
You say it's not natural. Do you mean she has like puss extensions?
You know, that's a puss weave.
Straight up. Insert a new line of puss weaves. Like, that was just a promotional shot.
Lace yeah, puss.
Exactly. That was a silky front puss.
Right, for real. Yeah. Come home to your man. Look what I did.
It's like, wait a second. Wasn't I bald yesterday? But right. Not today, boo. Not today.
I ironed it.
Right. I got a little extension.
I mean,
Mom, where's my flat iron?
I don't know. You guys are straight. What? How do you like it?
I like a little cheese on the burger.
Okay.
I don't know about that visual.
Wait.
That's the cleanest visual you'll get for the question you answer. Right. The question.
But yeah, I don't mind a little bit of hair.
I would imagine after that first timer story that you just like have specific
yeah,
standards.
After that, I have a very specific
yeah.
I don't think you're trying to comb that shit out first. Like, all right, hold on.
First of all, there's enough to comb that. No. No lice.
So I don't know what he means by little. That means no, but go on.
Nah, like if it's like if I could tell like you shaved it and it's like a little stubble, like all right, fine, whatever. But like
stubble.
Yeah, like I said,
a little
if it's
landing strip.
Yeah.
Or like a little triangle.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine. Yeah. He's like, oh, that was my favorite.
That's good.
Especially with the triangle like upside down, pointing down, like you're leading me there.
Yep. Yep. That's awesome.
Great.
Man, but have you ever encountered an Amber Rose situation where it's like you just like you got to get a machete through the Amazon kind of situation?
No, if you would, that be too much?
That wasn't even machete worthy.
No, it wasn't machete worthy.
No,
it was like
it was like a 3 or 4.
No,
like a 3 or 4. Yeah, like a 3 or 4.
Barbershop jokes. What was it? So, yeah, like size-wise, fade-wise, is that like 3 or 4? Or no, not even?
Could ever be like too much, though? Like if you, like if she still had her panties on, the bush was like coming out of the panties.
Yeah, yeah. No, if you got the tarantulas coming out. No. No, man. No, it's too, like do something.
Or like
it's like if you put
puss?
Panties on top of his head, like. Oh, shit.
That's winter puss.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Winter puss. Okay, I get it all.
It's like, then when I see this shit, I worry about this in spring.
Just walk out of the bathroom and be like, winter is coming.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We got the puss pick right here.
Yeah.
And you're right, it's not that crazy.
No.
It's nice and tapered. It's actually tapered. Yeah, she likes to care.
Yeah, I saw, like, this is not winter This is not winter.
She oiled the fuck out of her legs. Jeez.
I was gonna say, I ain't even into females all like that. Been there, but like, you know. Damn.
I love the colonial railing next to her. Like, it's beautiful. The architecture. I'm not even worried about what's going on down there. It's like, what home is she taking this photo in?
It was a hotel lobby.
Oh, you go, man. Solid. And there was like a little like she kind of like put a comb to it, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. She what? It's a taper.
So that's a new thing, the taper puss.
Yeah.
Clearly. Is it? I don't know. Nobody gave me
like
the memo.
Character.
Right. Taper. And I like, you go to salon, girl, can you hook me up with that taper?
And she had the shades on while she took the picture, which is just like, I'm cool.
Yeah. I don't know if you need to have a fade on your puss pic. I don't know. Jamal, do you think that you can really like date on social media?
Here's the thing about social media, right? It's like social media has turned us into like a group of people who like we want relationships, but at the same time we don't want to catch feelings. So that makes that in itself makes a relationship like extremely difficult, because how are you going to be in a relationship if you're not feeling for that person?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what ends up happening is I like to use this metaphor. It's like trying to shop for boxes of crayons. Uh-huh. So you're like, you're trying to when you're dating, you're trying to look for like that nice box of like Crayola crayons with like nice vibrant colors that like you've never seen before, like Goldenrod and MySpace blue, you know, just nice beautiful colors. And then like in social media, because we're all just trying to be what's popular and what's trending, and what we're just trying to pretend to be what we think we should act like, so nobody's actually being themselves. So what ends up happening is everybody settles for like those cheap
dollar store crayons.
Yeah, those Rose Art crayons. Nobody likes Rose Art crayons.
Those are the worst.
Those are the worst.
Yeah.
I like color pencils myself.
Yeah. CPs all day.
So, yeah, it's really hard. Like, it's not impossible. It's just, like, everybody's too concerned about, like... It's like, everybody treats relationships and catching feelings like the homeless on the trains. This is like, you get on the train like, no, too much bum juice on this train. Let me catch the next one. This is like, oh, there's too many feelings on this train. Let me just catch the next one.
Oh, my God. I thought I was the only person that did that.
When the train comes empty, you're like, wait, something's not quite right.
You go over, you're just like, wait a minute. Oh, smells like bum on this one. I'm going to just continue on to the next car. Like,
man, that, yeah, I think I'd have to definitely agree with you on that one, because social media, it dilutes it. Yeah. I think because and then even when I feel like even if you do get to know somebody on social media, it's like, now what are you going to talk about?
You know, like, if you get to know them only on social media, do you really know them? Like,
yeah,
it's like my friends always tell me like, yo, Jamal, you got to get back out there. There's plenty of fish in the sea. Like, yeah, there's plenty of fish in the sea, but most of them are catfish. Like,
yeah, for real. There's also a site called Plenty of Fish, which is a great dating website. I've never tried it.
It's the worst.
I'm sponsored by them.
Wait, what?
Plenty of Catfish. That's what it is.
For real?
But I think, like, do you really even know people even that you know in person, though? Because I feel like no one knows anybody.
Yeah,
no.
That's the question. If we're all trying to pretend to be what we think we should act like, are you really getting to know each other, really?
But I think that social media has nothing to do with the fact that we don't know each other. I think the fact that we as a society are a bunch of liars, I think that's the reason why we don't know each other. Because, like, you know, I feel like I thought I knew every one of my ex-boyfriends, but it turns out I've been dating the same guy with a different name for, like, a decade.
That's
like, you know what I mean? It's just, like, everybody... You think you know them, but, like, you don't really know anybody.
I mean, you can't... I don't think you can blame social media for people, but, like, social media definitely gives people... Like you said, people are just liars, so, like... So I think social media gives people a bigger platform and makes it easier for people to lie. It makes it easier to sell the lie, because, like, you can create a whole Facebook page just dedicated to, like... I can be, like... I could be a white guy named I could be a white guy named Bradley on Facebook, and then nobody would know the difference. I could just find like some I could just steal somebody's picture, make a whole Facebook page, and if you're talking to me, we're dating on social media, you think I'm Bradley, and then, so you got to know me, but did you really get to know me? So,
but that's not, that's, I don't think that's normal. You gotta have the whole.
But it's the same concept. It's like you're getting, like I said, she's been dating the same person with a different name, so it's like you meet someone in real life, and then he's just pretending in his, he's pretending to be somebody, he's giving you a persona.
Right.
When you're on these dates, and then it's just
that's
like,
why it's like 2017. You don't do that. Like, I've been on date. I'm engaged now, but I've been on like a bunch of dating like websites, and like I have a rule. We are like talking for like maybe up to a week, but I need to meet you.
Yeah. Like you got to set ground rules now.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. Yeah. Like, can we meet? You want to meet right now?
Yeah.
Do you want to meet the day after that? Because I don't have time to be like chatting with you for 3-4 months like we did like back in early 2000s, and then I meet you and you're like fucking 50 pounds overweight and
I think it's like just be you, like just be yourself. And I know that that sounds super cliche, but transparency, like you said, is like, it's key, because if you're just gonna lie and lie and lie and put up a front, and like, it's just, there's no genuine authenticity there. And
now another question, since you said be yourself, now since we live in a culture where like everybody's lying to each other, now the next question is: are we lying to ourselves too much?
Oh,
do you even know who you are?
Right.
Well,
I think a lot of us do lie to ourselves.
And that's the question too: is that like, are we lying to each other because we're lying to ourselves, or are we just? So, are we just like a society of like sociopaths?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like, I had like a, not necessarily a breakup because we weren't together, but like, there's like, I started seeing a friend. I've been knowing this person for like a decade, and we've been kind of like start stopping, like getting together for over a decade. And like, he keeps, like, kind of like passing me by like every single time. So it's like we almost get together, and then like a week later he's with some other girl, and this is like happened like I'm like fucking Charlie Brown for like the past 10 years, and he keeps doing this. And so like this finally this we started seeing each other on a more regular basis, we started like hooking up and stuff, and then like I get to like I stayed over, we were intimate, and then when I'm getting my stuff, I see a con wrapper on the floor that wasn't mine. And so because like, you know, it was just like two, and I was like, no, there was only one, so that's not one of these, it's one of these things is not like the other. And so I was just like, all right, so like, what are we doing? And I'm not saying that, like, you know, I'm asking you to get in a relationship right now or anything like that, but like, we've known each other for 10 years. We keep having these like start stops. You said that like you're calmer now, you're older now, like you're not like so like partying all the time, that you're a more focused person, you're like more serious about your life and blah blah blah. This is the same shit. Like this right here is like the same shit. So like, I'm not interested in getting to know you better or getting closer to you if like you're not even interested in me. And so then he's just like, no, like, I think we should be friends, and like, I like you in my life, blah, blah, blah. Then and we should just take sex off the table. So then the next time he's like all over me, like we end up hooking up again. And then he's like, oh, well, I think that, you know, I can respect our arrangement, but like, you know, like we need to both agree upon this. I'm like, I wasn't up on you. Like, you know, like I wasn't pushing up on you at all. But if I'm hungry and you're offering me dinner, I'm going to eat. I'm not the one that fucked up the first time. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, and he's like, oh, well, you know, like, what if you were not supposed to eat that dinner? I'm like, I never said I was on a diet. Like, you know, like, this is not my problem. This is your problem.
Right. Why are you offering dinner in the first damn place?
Right. I could have just gone home. Like, but so, and I, like, the whole thing is in his own mind, he thinks that he's like a calmer person, and he's more focused, and he's not so like party all the time, but he's exactly the same guy that he was 10 years ago. He's just 10 years older. I'm 10 years older. And like, what happens next? Like, I think that in his mind, he thinks he's being completely honest, but like, if you're not lying to yourself and you're looking like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm like out 7 nights a week and, you know, I'm partying every night and blah, blah, blah. Then you got to say to yourself, yeah, no, I'm lying to myself. But you have to be self-aware enough to know that you're lying.
Do you think that people are scared of being like just too honest? Like just like, you know, like don't like, okay, you said this, you told me this. But you said this, but you shouldn't have said it. You know, like it's like you're putting like all the cards on the table, like that scene from Magnolia where it's just like, let's just put it all out there, right? I smoke crack, you know. So right. like okay, great, first date, awesome. You know, like would you rather that? Just put it all out there in the first date.
Because then you get to choose what you want.
But then you run if somebody puts everything out there on the first date. Like I think that like
I think within the first 3 dates.
I mean, but back in the day,
spread
before
them out.
Like all the social media and like all this like extra bullshit, people used to actually like go on dates and like court and then get married. And then you find out like every fucking thing about this like person. But at that point, you guys are like together and you just have to like
stick it out
and deal with it and like have to like, you know, go through like that. As opposed to like now, because everybody knows everything about you on social media and they know everything, like everybody just runs. Oh no, I don't want to deal with that. So I'm gonna go on to the next person. Like it makes it like more difficult for there to be like commitment.
I think I'd have more respect for a person that just puts it all out there because I feel like that they are braver and bolder than most, and that I would kind of feel like if this person respects me enough to not feed me the average Joe bullshit, then like now they're stepping above and beyond.
But how many people are actually going to stick around when you do that? Like, if you're just completely transparent, everybody's completely transparent.
If they're worth your time, they will. And if they don't stick around, then they weren't worth your time.
True. Yeah. Just be you. If they can't accept you, on to the next one.
Yeah, I think once you, like, accept yourself for who you are and you're, like, comfortable and honest with yourself, then it's just like, well, if it's their prerogative if they don't want to stick around for me, but I have that level of confidence in myself. We're like, oh, okay, I'm on to the next person.
Right. How much more time do we have, David? 4 minutes. Okay. We can quickly go into gentrification, Jamal. Mm. So what's the deal with gentrification?
It's like, I don't know, it's getting more aggressive now. Like, it's happening everywhere. Like, I never thought it would happen in my neighborhood, but then it did.
What's your neighborhood?
South Jamaica, Queens.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like, there's 3 Starbucks there now. There's a 2 Bros Pizza on Jamaica Avenue now, which is weird. I never thought that would happen. It's like, there's a 2 Bros Pizza next to the, like, Jamaican beef patty spot, like.
No, I feel you. If I have another person of non-color move into my building, I'm getting a Starbucks and a 20% rent increase.
Yeah. And like,
for real.
And it's like, I don't mind my neighborhood getting cleaned up, like, bravo. But then it's just like when, like, the people who have been trying to better the neighborhood get pushed out, then it's like, is it really the same neighborhood?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
True.
And now they're calling it downtown Jamaica. And I'm just like,
downtown Jamaica. That's like the new,
yeah,
right. Names. Do you still get stabbed in downtown Jamaica?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, of course.
Yeah,
downtown Jamaica is 2 blocks away from the 40 projects. Like,
right, like,
yeah, that's for the people from Iowa that are just like, no, I'm not in Jamaica.
I'm in downtown Jamaica.
That happened in Miami. There was an area of Miami, kind of bad neighborhood by Little Haiti, and it was Wynwood. And they basically, yeah, the whole thing had happened. They opened up some microbreweries and
it all disappeared.
They all just disappeared.
Okay. David is telling us we need to get the fuck out of here. But before we get the fuck out of here, David, where can everyone see you next?
You can follow me at David Funny Stuff. I'm at Gotham on July 5th and 11th and at The Stand on the 11th as well.
Jamal.
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Jamal Rich Comedy. JamalRichComedy.com is coming soon. And you can see me do stand up at Broadway Comedy Club July 13th on the Fashionably Funny Show.
And Rodney.
I'm actually going to be hosting the July 13th Fashion Week Funny Show, so very excited about that. And I have a really big show coming up in the big room at Broadway Comedy Club, where Rosie O'Donnell is going to be headlining on June 9th. Nice. So look out for that.
Nice. I am going to be at Merriment Mortification tomorrow at 6:30 at Otto's Shrunken Head. Fashionably Funny at Broadway Comedy Club on July the 13th. And catch me here every Friday from 6 to 8 on Big Talk and Brewskis right here on FLO Empire Radio. I'm Marissa Smith. Be good to yourselves, you guys. And remember, if you elect a misogynist pig, he's going to say misogynist shit. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Bye.
Later.
Yeah, big talking brewskis. Marissa Smith is who you see. What a cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Big talking brewskis. Marissa Smith is who you see. What a cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Kicking back, having a few beers, we're chatting. Pull up your chair, we're all relaxing. Any subject, we never dismiss. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Comedy, sex, relationships, more. Any subject, we got it in store. Big talking brewskis is coming in live. Crack one open, Marissa has arrived. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Yeah.